This is Outdoor Issues with Neil Roberts and North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist Greg Gullickson.
Archery in the schools is red hot right now as numbers continue to soar, and good coaches help make it all happen. Joining us now from Garrison School System is Coach Corey Bittner. And Corey, tell us about the growth you've seen since becoming a coach in 2020.
We started with 20-some, 30-some kids, and this year we actually registered to shoot at the school 70. But we're working with about 45 that are looking at competitions.
Why the growth, you think?
You don't have to be very athletic, and you can just pick up a bow, and as long as you can be coachable, you can be very good in this sport.
Tell us about your team. Pretty strong team. I know the state tournament just wrapped up here recently, and your kids did well, didn't they?
Yeah, our kids performed really well. The last couple tournaments, we've been seeing some growth, and it seems like anytime that we talk to somebody, that new personal best. And our kids are so good together that when somebody's going down, we got a kid right next to him picking them up like, hey, don't worry about that arrow. Get the next arrow. But also with the amount of kids that we have in competitions, they can pick up the slack.
All right, hey, we'll talk the future when we come back.
Keller Paving in Minot is hiring. These are excellent career positions allowing you to work 9 months and have 4 months off. If you like working outdoors, running equipment, or being part of a crew that builds something that will last, this is for you. Asphalt experience is a plus, but we're willing to train the right people. We're also looking for someone with leadership skills to become a foreman. Go to kellerpaving.net or apply in person in Minot. Keller Paving, building better roads together.
Pipers Auctioneers has your equipment needs covered this spring with Pipers' exclusive equipment auctions across the upper Midwest, including Pipers' regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, Devil's Lake, and Sioux Falls, alongside an incredible line of farm and ranch retirement auctions near Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and Halliday and Judd, North Dakota, and Pipers' premier auctions featuring the Tim Olson Construction Business Retirement Auction near Buffalo, South Dakota. For full inventory details and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the region, log on to Pipers.com.
We're talking archery in the schools with Garrison coach Corey Bittner. And Corey, what do you see in the future here?
It seems like every year that we've come out on our first day of practice, our school is growing, and then coming to the state tournament every year, this is growing. We hope we can see some more growth, see some more schools, and see some more kids can show up.
Greg and I talk about trying to get females and women involved in the outdoors more and more. Not just the nice mix here, but boy, it seems like the gals do as well or maybe better than the guys here.
We do have to let our guys know that the ladies are on top here. They're the ones that are picking up the slack the most, but I'd also say that they're the ones that push the guys to get where they can get.
Corey, thanks for your time. Appreciate it, and hopefully continued future success.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Corey Bittner, everybody. That concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Outdoor Issues, brought to you in part by Keller Paving in Minot, by Pipers Auctioneers, and by Peak Nutrition, protein shakes, energy teas on South Broadway, Minot.